So how we heal is by virtue of the electromagnetic field. Electromagnetic field, we could say, is something that is always present, but actually nothing, except that it happens to be in some way, whatever it is, the interdependency of everything. We can know the dependency of things, and therefore project an intention in some way, which will affect that electromagnetic field. And then something happens elsewhere. Not really elsewhere, because nothing is really separate in that field. Everything really is unified in that field. However, we can be aware of it in the way that we are aware of it, and that is in shunya. We're aware of the electromagnetic field, whether we call it that or not, or whether we recognize all of the aspects of what we do in that field. When we heal, we become aware of some part of that field, which is what is manifest in our perception. We have a perception that is in some way tuned to our own consciousness. However, it can be inclusive or non-inclusive as we are stable in shunya. And that's a kind of a very broad statement, but it turns out to be the extent to which we become stable in shunya is somewhat the extent to which we can be aware of an absolute field. Now, in our practice and in our healing, we are aware directly of how we are impacting something for which we relate with directly and for which we are holding an intention, the intention to heal something in some way after the intention, in conjunction with the intention of relating with something. Now, with shunya, we can choose how we relate with something, and how we relate with something in some way will alter that event. But what we're going to do now is to extend that to some degree to see how secondary effects happen, which we may not intend to relate with directly, though we can be aware that we are relating with them in some way. It is useful, and actually rather the responsibility of the healer, to be aware of what these secondary effects and their impacts can be. We can heal someone directly, and we know pretty much what our intention is and what will happen, or what has happened in that respect. But also these other, but you see this whatever it is that we're healing, and this person or whatever person we're healing, say, is not in a vacuum, but actually part of this relation with a lot of other things, people, families, workers, coworkers, their job, the situation, position in life. And whatever healing or modification happens in their own consciousness in some way will also have an impact on their environment and other things. And it's really not different how that impact will happen. Not really different in the way that we relate with them versus how they're relating with everything else. It is different in that we are relating in a way that is a healing way, but not different because we can relate and they can relate as well, and everybody and everything has an impact on everything, because that's just the nature of the electromagnetic field. So I don't know how comprehensive of a description that is, but that's all that it is a description. And so what we'll do is try to become aware directly of some of the things that we can impact indirectly through what we do as healers. Is there any question about this in general as a concept or as a description? No? Okay. What we'll do is we'll start, as we usually do, we'll do some meditation. And let's do the meditation that will affect our intuition. And so we hold our thumb and the pinky, the mercury finger, together and place the hands in the notches of the knees where they belong. And make yourself very comfortable. Make sure you're balanced, how you're sitting, and your spine is straight and chin is tucked. Close the eyes. And then you can look in the direction of the of your nose, tip of your nose. And then place your tongue on the upper palate. And then roll the tongue back across the upper palate to the back until you encounter the soft part of the upper palate. And then hold your tongue pressed up against the soft part of the upper palate. And just hold this position very still and go into the stillness. And try not to move. Recognize any urge that you have to move. And just take that further into stillness. Let the stillness of the body affect the stillness of the mind. And vice versa. Inhale deeply. Hold it. Exhale. Again, inhale deeply. Hold. Straighten the spine. Squeeze the spine. Squeeze your muscles. Tuck the chin. Exhale. Inhale one more time. The meditation develops our intuition. And how do we know anything? We see it through our intuition. And how do we know what we're seeing? We use our intuitive intellect. Intellect is the same intellect that our mind uses. But it's not in a way that's rational, it's not in a way that's logical, not in a way that progresses from one thing to another linearly, but it's in a way that our intuition directs our intellect. And so we can see far-reaching effects and far-reaching impact on what is happening. In the way that we're relating with things and the way everybody else is relating with things. What is happening in a person's personality and how that is relating with everything that they relate with. And what we're talking about here, we can call resonance. And that's what we're calling the topic of what we're studying here. And what we're going to do is do some exercises just to become familiar with this in some way and find a way to practice this and to know not just what specific resonances happen to exist, because they're all, many of them are very dynamic and they're very specific to the people that we're working with and the situations we're working with. There are some resonances that are somewhat common, though, that exist from person to person. And we will work with a couple of those. And we'll work with a method that we can use to try to discover that resonances. So that's about what we can do. Okay, then. We'll do some exercises, so find partners, get started. Whatever he did was really effective. Well, maybe you can assume she's going to lie down. Okay. So take your partner. sensory sensations, and emotional sensations, mental sensations. Treat them as one unified experience without discriminating between them. Anything that feels separate from that whole experience, just observe how it's affecting the whole experience. Just allow it and see how it affects everything. Allow any distractions and resistances to merge back into the whole in that way. You can use the space of the meditation that we just did. You call the sensation and the tendency of that space. And discover every perception, every point of stimulation in your field of perception. And then allow it to merge into the space between all of the perceptions, between the points of stimulation, into the discontinuity between perceptions, into the silence of that space. Sit in the context of the silence. Allow that to be the vantage of your perception. researcher space, research your sensations, your perceptions. And choose how or where to direct your attention, how to relate to the various perceptions that are happening. Perceptions to be in the same space as the silence. Observe how the silence is affecting all the sensations, all the perceptions. How it's affecting your thoughts, what you hear, what you feel. How you relate with your perceptions is just your intention. How you choose to relate. Allow your partner to affect your field of perception. Just decide that. And choose how you will relate with the perceptions that reflect that relation with your partner. And stay sitting in the silence. Choose how you will relate with your perceptions and observe how that affects your perceptions. Observe the impact of your intention on your space, on your field. Choose to relate with your partner's feet. how that produces new sensations. Choose to relate with your partner's knees and see how that produces new sensations. Choose to relate with your partner's hips. Feel how your field is modified. And recall the sensations of relating with the knees and the hips. And now, with your intention, relate again with the feet. And feel how you can relate with the feet in a way that will modify those sensations associated with the knees and the hips. Feel how altering the way you relate with your field, your feet, the partner's feet, changes those sensations. The hips, the knees. Yeah. your partner's spine. And then do the same thing, relating with the feet. The feet to bring a sensation of balance and even out the pressures in the spine and bring alignment. Bring balance also to the emotional component associated with the spine. Keep bringing all the resistances to the intentions relating with your partner's feet, to the silence, to neutral. Balance of the spine. Come to conclusion, switch with your partner. So, what do the patients have to say? Did that work? become aware of your sensations. Remember, recall the sensation of the meditation that we did. Feel your sensations. Your sensory, emotional, mental sensations all together as one unified experience. And recognize the points of intensity of your perceptions as discrete events. And then also recognize the space between these points of intensity, between all these events of perception in your field. These perceptions to exist in that context. And expand the experience of the discontinuity between the perceptions and the empty space and the silence. Point of intensity of each perception to relate with that silence in between them and see how that silence is affecting them, affecting your perceptions. Now allow that space of the silence to be the vantage from which you observe everything. And choose to allow your partner to affect your field of perception. And then feel all of your sensations in that as they relate with your partner. As if there's no separation between your perceptive field and your relation with your partner. And anything they feel separate, treat as any other resistance. Allow it to merge by feeling how it's affecting the whole. your spine. Just allow your field to be affected by relating with your partner's spine. Feel the sensations that are produced in that relation. Allow the resistances that arise to the proposition of relating with your partner's spine. Search the sensations of that relation. Choose to relate with your partner's hips. Choose to relate with your partner's hips in a way that will affect the sensations relating with your partner's spine. And relating with your partner's hips, see if you can resolve some of the resistance in your relation with your partner's spine. Just research what resistance remains relating with your partner's hips. And now relate with the sacrum in the same way. Partner's sacrum in a way that will resolve resistance in your relation with your partner's hips. and relate with your partner's feet. And see if you can relate in a way that will resolve some of the resistance of your relation with your partner's sacrum. And then the hips and the spine. Okay, come to conclusion. Now we'll switch with your partner. And then let's have the patience. Say your name to your partner, to your healer. Say your name to your healer. Okay. And then the healer, feel where you're most affected and where you feel that the most in your field. Where does it feel most strongly in your field? And your patient says their name. And let's have the patient say their name again. And then begin to relate with your patient from the place where you most strongly are affected in your field of perception. on the side of the patients. Say something to your healer, and maybe two or three words about something that you would like to modify about you. It could be physical, it could be anything. It doesn't have to be important. It could be trivial. It could be anything. And then the healer, finding you where you're affected, locate in your field of perception where you're most affected by that, where there's some resistance. All the resistances and those points of intensity stimulated by your partner's speech. conclusion, which is your partner. Regardless of what your partner said to you in so many words, it was coming from some place. And so they spoke some kind of a truth to you. They pointed to something in them. And in some way you, in your intuition, found how you're affected in your field by that. Okay, switch. Oh, she's healed. Okay, open space. And now, let's have the patience. Say your name very clearly to your healer.
This guy. This
guy. And then find that place in you as a healer. Where you're affected by that, where you find some resistance, some impact in your field. And go to that place and relate with your partner from that place. With that field, from that field. And just to see that you heard them right, let's have the patient say your name clearly again to your healer. And then relate from that place in your perceptive field with your partner. And resolve the resistances in that relation. Just bring it to the silence. Allow the resistances to just happen in that context in the silence. Silence affected. Okay, now, if the patients are still conscious, say a couple of words to your healer about something that you would like to address or modify in you or about you or whatever. It doesn't have to be important or whatever. Just say a couple of words to your healer. And just feel in you. In your field, how you're affected, where you're affected in your field. And relate with your partner from that place. Just expand the experience. research it. And see where it takes your perception. Just research the depth of that experience. Just contain the intensity, bring the resistances to neutral, empty them. Come to conclusion and search with your partner. alter the context a little bit. And let's have the patience say a couple of words to describe some relation, something they're, somebody or something they're relating with that they would like to modify. Whether it's important or not or whatever, just something, just say that. Spouse, sibling, friend, coworker, job, whatever. And then find in you, the healer, where you're most affected by that. And associate the closest, the position, the natural position of the closest chakra, where you're feeling the most impact in you. And then relate from that. And then let's just have the patient to say it again, make sure that you heard it correctly. Begin to move your awareness to the chakra closest to the position of the strongest impact in you, in your field. And then relate with your partner from there. Just relate with your partner. There's no need to try to go outside of that into any other external relations. Just relate directly with your partner from that point of intensity in that chakra. Just to contemplate the resistances in your relation with your partner. And then, again, let's have the patient say something very simple about some relationship in their life, with whatever it is, in one or two words. And then hear them. And then feel where you're most affected in your field of perception. And then begin to move your awareness to the natural, to the chakra nearest to its natural position. Relative to the position of the field where you're most impacted. Have the patient just say it one more time. Make sure you heard it correctly. Okay. And then feel that in your field and where it's localized in your field. Moving your awareness to that chakra. Closest to the position, natural position of the chakra, where we felt the impact. And then relate with your partner from that place. And contemplate the resistance. Thank you. Come to conclusion. And so choose your partner. Begin to become aware of the flow of your thoughts. Observe the flow uninterrupted. And you feel how everything in your perceptive field in some way is affecting that flow in the thoughts, in your thoughts. Thoughts and the way they're happening to be the organ of your perception, as if everything is happening from there. Everything that you feel. Don't resist. Don't resist anything that feels negative or anything that doesn't feel right, anything that's uncomfortable. the sounds are affecting your thoughts. Any discomforts within you and how they're affecting your thoughts. Make any sense of anything in the flow. Just observe. Choose to relate with your partner. And relate in particular with your partner's emotions. However that will appear. Allow that to be affect your flow and the flow of your consciousness. Feel how that appears as resistance in your consciousness. partner's emotions and the flow of your consciousness. And the resistances and the interruptions and the distractions of the flow. Just use your intention and see how you can just bring clarity to the flow. Clarity. All the resistances to the sensations of flow in your partner's emotions. resistances in the mind, in the consciousness. Thank you. all the resistances in your consciousness, the resistances of the mind. Allow the emotions to appear more clearly. Come to conclusion. Switch with your partner. Let's just try it again. Be aware of the flow of your thoughts, flow of your consciousness. In that flow, locate the effect of your partner's emotions. Resolve the resistances produced in the mind by the emotions. The resistances in the flow of your consciousness. attention, bring clarity to the mind. Let's do it again. Be aware of the flow of your thoughts, flow of your consciousness. And find where in your consciousness you're affected by the emotions of your partner. And find the resistances. Just find how you can relate to clarify the consciousness. Okay, come to conclusion. I have to say that was one of the most uncomfortable things I've experienced here. You know, I'm not sure how you can see how this is related, but I think it is. For many years, I've been thinking of some way to relate something that Buddha taught us many, many years ago to something that we could kind of grasp and get a handle on. And I think we just did. What we were just doing now, can heal depression. With what we were doing early in all those exercises, well, they're working very nicely. But we were getting a little bit tired, we were getting a little bit cranky, and starting to disengage in some way, which isn't very different from how one disengages the psyche by becoming depressed. Just chopping it off, saying, I no longer can relate. And that is a symptom of depression. It's not that we were getting all depressed. However, the structure of what was happening here was rather similar to that. If we can learn to deal with that and to relate in this way, with this little way that we did this, then you can heal depression. And what Gurudev told us at that time was that if you can heal depression, you'll be the most famous healer in the world. And I said, Gurudev, how many people are depressed? You see a lot of people. And he said, almost everyone. In some way, we disengage. We insulate ourselves from the experience and from perception because we can't contain it. And in some way, the way that our emotions work, relating with everything, becomes really confused. And so it becomes this fog. The emotions get mixed up, and then your mind just doesn't work anymore. So, it just seemed like a good opportunity to do that, to work with that. I think it's related. We related in a lot of different ways with things, and hopefully we could see how everything that we were doing relates with the person, regardless of what it seems that the person is relating with. And you can find it in the person, and whatever you find in the person, you find in you, in your field. And so you just go to that field and find where that's happening. And the last field that we used, of course, was the consciousness, was the mind, the field of the mind. And the other ones, we went to the field where we were experiencing the most resistance or the most intensity, which works. You could go to the chakra nearest to the place where you find in the position the most intensity. And, you know, you weren't making anything up. This was happening because, in some way, you were perceiving what was going on with the patient, who, in some way, is recalling what it is that they're relating with. Regardless of what the words were, we don't care what they said, but what happened when they said it. And that's how we can relate with all of our patients, really, and how we should relate. I don't know if you've ever noticed it, having a session with Gurudev, he'll always ask you something, right? Always. He doesn't care what you say. He only relates with you from wherever it is that you come from when you give him some answer. And you go, aha, right? And then he works on you. And you can do the same thing. So maybe we can see that everything has to do with how we relate with everything. We relate with our patients relate with what's in them, our patients relate with what they relate with outside of themselves, or what seems to be outside of themselves. However, they're always relating with everything from within themselves. And so that's why we could also heal things that seem external to the patient, but really to some place in the patient where you can heal them in whatever they're relating with. And also the converse, that you can maybe not heal something maybe that you shouldn't heal, you know, depending on how a person is relating with something. My favorite example of this is that a person may come to you with anger issues. You know, my wife is divorcing me, you know, because I'm so angry, you know, or I can't control my emotions or something, you know. There's something going on here. However, it may be true that this person has a lot of anger. However, it may also be true that this person has used that anger also in very constructive ways, perhaps to be very successful in their business, and to build some empire, you know, that works really nicely, except that it takes its toll on the family or whatever, that same thing. So it's perhaps better to relate with that thing that you're relating with, say the anger, but specific to the particular relations that is this relation that's dysfunctional, not necessarily to one that is functional. If you completely wipe out a person's anger, which may be possible, then maybe their entire empire will collapse and the structure of everything that they've done very functionally won't work anymore. And that's also why we should be careful about when we heal people's compulsions. We didn't really talk about that or do that, but everybody has some kind of compulsions that make them do things that they don't understand and make them relate with the world and things and everybody in certain ways that are kind of neurotic, perhaps, because they're compulsive in some way. And that's another thing. We don't necessarily want to wipe out a compulsion. But again, it's very complex, and people relate with a lot of different things in a lot of different ways through their compulsions as well as everything else. And so if you just wipe out the compulsion, then all the constructive as well as all the dysfunctional things may go away. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So Gurudev tells us that it's our responsibility as healers to know the extent of the impact of our healing on things seeming external to the patient, things that they relate with. Even though all of this is happening inside them in the way that they relate, that's why the healing has such an impact, is because they're relating from within themselves to everything else. And if you completely change all that, it can change all the relations. But that's also why, or how, or why you could heal a relationship or heal someone else, even if you're not healing them directly, but healing someone else that they're related to. And that's why sometimes if you want to heal perhaps a small child, you wouldn't necessarily have to heal the child directly. But if you heal the mother, then in some way the child will benefit from that and perhaps be healed as completely or more so, even than if you had related them the child directly. There's a very strong resonance between a mother and a child. You heal the mother, and the child will benefit from that. I'm not sure that you will always heal the mother to heal the child, but it's certainly a strong thing to use to do that. Sometimes we're, as healers, we're tested in that, to see how we choose to approach something like that. Sometimes you would like to heal something in somebody, and it's not clear how that is working and why that's there or why it's happening, and maybe nothing was happening and it's not very effective healing there. Perhaps you can find in them some kind of a resonance with something that can be healed. And then perhaps they can help the thing that you would ultimately like to heal. It may be a more simple thing to do. And there are certain things maybe where you don't want to go in healing, and so perhaps you heal something related to that, in resonance with that, and then you don't have to go there. An example of that was once somebody asked me to try to help them get rid of their migraine headaches. And the first couple of times that I tried that, I tried to go directly to the place that was triggering their migraine headache. And the first thing that happened was that when we would start the healing session, they'd get a migraine headache. And so it was way too sensitive, something that we couldn't deal with directly. And so you could find ways in other places in them that you can start to heal, and then that trigger becomes less sensitive, perhaps. And then ultimately, it could go away. And it works. In that case, it did. Okay, any questions? Comments? Okay, so sleep on it. So